it looks like the market may set some more records and more news. John?
Well, it looks like it could. Dow futures are up about 50, 60 points this morning before the market opens. The Dow closed on Friday down a tad, but still above 17,000. The magic number for this week is, will the S&P 500 break the 2,000 barrier? It's never been there before. We'll see what happens. I told you that the eyes of the world were on Jackson Hole, Wyoming last Friday and over the weekend, waiting for what Janet Yellen and the other members of the Fed would say, and we didn't get much insight into what the Fed might be doing. Of course, Janet Yellen, the new chairperson of the Fed, is a labor economist, and she continues to be focused on improving labor results. And she said even though that the labor numbers had improved more rapidly than expected, they really weren't quite good enough yet, so we didn't get any indication about what the Fed might be doing about raising interest rates. And so if you're tired of seeing your CDs and other things pay virtually nothing, you may be stuck there for a while. This week we get some very important numbers. We get some housing numbers later this morning in terms of new home sales. Later this week, existing home sales. We also get a fresh look at GDP, gross domestic product, for the previous quarter. And tomorrow, durable goods numbers, very important number to us around in this area because that's stuff that's manufactured with the intent of lasting 3 years or more. We make a lot of that around here. Used to make, of course, even more. We'll see how those numbers look. The mergers and acquisitions in the healthcare industry continues. This morning, international huge global company Roche, headquartered in Switzerland, drug maker, buying U.S.-based, California-based biotech company Intermune. They're paying about $74 a share, about $8.3 billion to buy the company. Now, what's happening is Roche is the world's leader in cancer drugs. They're trying to broaden their drug pipeline. Intermune, of course, provides drugs related to respiratory illnesses. But here's what's really interesting. They're paying a 38% premium to where Intermune stock was on Friday. And they're paying a 63% premium to where the stock was on August the 12th when news first emerged that perhaps there was some kind of a deal in play. Last week, we reported that Bank of America settled with the feds and the Justice Department in terms of those lousy mortgage securities that they sold everybody back prior to the collapse in 2008. Well, now another company settling, Goldman Sachs, settling with the Federal Housing Agency, the FHA. That's the agency that oversees Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. They have admitted that they sold in 2005 and 2007 some risky mortgage pools to Fannie and Freddie. They're going to buy them back. They're going to pay $3.15 billion to buy them back from those two government agencies. The loss to Goldman Sachs, about $1.2 billion, because that's the difference between what they're paying to buy them back and what they're worth on today's market. McDonald's has a plan to turn around U.S. sales. We've been talking about this for months, how same-store sales at McDonald's are really flat, and they're going to replace the head of their U.S. business entity. Jeff Stratton, the current president of McDonald's USA, is going to retire at the age of 58. He's been with the company for 41 years. He's only 58 years of age. He took that job, the current job as head of the USA unit for McDonald's in November 2012. What's interesting is who they're bringing back. They're bringing back a former McDonald's executive, Mike Andrus. He was with them before, but most recently he is currently the CEO of Logan's Roadhouse, and he's going to be coming back to McDonald's and trying to turn that thing around. And here's something that's really kind of interesting. We all know that what's happening is that coal consumption is dropping and natural gas is becoming more and more popular. Well, Tennessee Valley Authority, now that's the largest public utility, a creation of the New Deal back when FDR was president. They say they're going to close their coal plant over in the Memphis area. This is the Allen Fossil Plant. They're going to replace it with a natural gas plant. Their board of directors has approved up to $975 million to build the new 1,000-megawatt plant. Yeah, that would produce enough electricity to power 58,000 homes. But here's what's really interesting. As they replace this 55-year-old coal plant, they point out that it will reduce carbon emissions by more than 60%, nitrogen oxides by 90%, sulfur dioxide by over 100%. And here's what makes it really interesting to me, is that it's going to affect Crittenden County, one of those Arkansas counties close to Memphis. You may remember that several years ago, it looked like that Crittenden County was going to get a major auto plant. I don't remember if it was Nissan or Toyota, who it was. They didn't get it because of the fact there was the concerns about some air quality over there. In fact, Crittenden County and those neighboring counties in Tennessee are designated by the EPA as, quote, non-attainment areas for air quality standards set by the Clean Air Act. They think that this will really help in terms of economic development over in eastern Arkansas and that part of Mississippi and Tennessee. Of course, it'll take a couple of years before that plant's up and going, but we see another plant converting from coal to natural gas. part of that because of the shale boom and the natural gas that's been discovered in shale deposits in the United States.
Yes, John, energy's so big with the report last week that crude oil pipeline, might pass to the south of Fort Smith from Oklahoma across the state. Now this morning, power lines that apparently be proposed to be built north of Fort Smith, a big system of power lines going 700 miles from in Oklahoma across to Tennessee and so on. We're right in the middle of all the energy passing around here, John.
We are indeed.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Bill.
John Taylor from Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street. That could lead to some jobs. That's one of the things John talks about in his broadcast. Very important part of our conversation here on the station and in the Fort Smith area. If you'd like to talk to John about putting your money to work or jobs, an idea that you may have, something that may relate to what he does, you may want to jump in on him. You could visit with him right there at Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street here in Fort Smith. You could call him, too, at 479. You know the number, 479. If you don't now, you're going to know it after I say it, 782-2527.